the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before, or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Good morning, Patriots! I hope you guys are having a great day and are ready to get going on this next study of End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. I see you guys over on the chat. I'm so glad you are here with me. I love our Saturday mornings together. I'm so glad we have the Freedom Force Battalion. Welcome, Ms. Tammy. Thank you for joining with me.
Good morning.
Love you so much. Tammy's my right hand. I'm so thankful for her. And so she helps me so I don't have to talk straight for an hour and a half. Helps me read all these verses. But yeah, so what we're doing is we are looking at chapter 12. This is part 2 of the 7 trumps. And so last week, if you didn't see it, last week we did this one right here, this trumps decoded part 1. So I'm going to do a quick review, and then we're going to do the 6th and 7th trumpets today. And I hope you guys have been studying. If you guys have not gotten the book, you go on Amazon right here, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace, and look for the for beginners, and that's the one that you can do your homework in, and you can also get the answer key, but don't cheat, okay? And so really, it's a great way for you. The reason I did this is because I had written the books. Those of you guys who've been here know, but those who are new, this I had written this book, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace, and still I felt like people were asking questions that they didn't quite have really understand it. I said, I bet that what we really need to do is actually study it where you actually think through these things yourself. And that's what I'm going to try to do today, the Socratic method. We have these questions in here. I'm going to ask the questions because I'm so bad about that. But anyway, I like to just, I get too excited and I want to tell the great news. But anyway, that's, I'm going to try to do better on that. All right. So let's pray before we get started. Miss Tammy, would you lead us in prayer?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we just love you and we praise you. We just ask that each heart be still, that any voice that isn't yours be gone, and that all we have to do and learn today, we can hear it in this 1 hour we have together. Yes. We just ask, Lord, that to give peace and comfort to those families that are suffering right now for those recent plane crashes that we've experienced, and we've asked that your hand be on our whole nation and on the whole world, as we know there are still more to go through. Yes. We love you and we praise you. Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you so much, Tammy. All right. So yeah, for those of you who are new, my website is freedomforce.live. We have the other videos over here, which you, if you look at videos and look at playlists, look for small group or study guide, you will see the ones we've already done so you can catch up. So this is our 13th one on this series, but we did it the other series. If you actually want to work ahead, we actually did the other series with our bigger group. And so But now we're doing it with actually the big group, the whole, all of the Team Melly who wants to join with us on Saturday morning. So I'm so glad, I'm so glad you're here. Freedomforce.live. Don't forget to hit the like button. Hit the button right now before we forget, because you know I won't remind you later. I forget. And it's so important. I'm just praying, and I feel like the Lord is leading me on how we can help to really get outside of our bubble. And just please continue to pray, and please continue to share the wonderful news about end times. I feel like many, many people are ready for this news, finally. This is the golden age is upon us. All right, so here, yes, I actually created this site right here. I'm going to go ahead and put it in the chat. This page is freedomforce.live/endtimes. End times. And you know what to do, Songbird. Hey, Songbird. You pop that into the comment section. But on here, I have my little video that's something I think that it would be really good for your friends to see. This is the one where I go into, you know, what we were told in the mainstream and how it was going to, the world was going to, you know, blow up in a big fireball, and we had to escape Earth and all that. And so, you know, ask, you know, what if this is not what the real truth is. So that's something good. And I also have just where I explain the timeline of end times in 4 minutes. So all of that is over on freedomforce.live/endtimes. So this is, you know, answer to prayer. You guys are praying, and the Lord is leading us on what to do. So lots more to come. So please keep being part of this great army. All right, so here, like I said, this is the one. I'll share this link real quick too in the chat, so you can grab that real super quick. And that is the one, the first one we did on the seven Trumps. All right, so here's basically a summary of what we did last week to bring us up to speed. Of course, you've got these beautiful angels with these trumpets, and what it sounded like, what it looks like when you first read it, it looks like the angels are coming in to destroy. Well, what we realize is that they're sounding the trumpet to awaken humanity. That's what this whole thing is about, is to blast in our ears the truth to wake us up. And I was just thinking today about, you know, what's going on, like in England. There's a huge march this morning. Finally, after all that they've seen, finally there's a group that's waking up. It's taken a lot. Finally, people in California are waking up. And it just, it's like the trumpets get louder and louder and louder and louder. And so it's shockingly taken so much for people to wake up. Don't you guys think? All right.
Yes.
Yes. All right. So I'll go through each one. So the first one is, because it's a third of this and a third of that and a third of the other. Now, if you haven't gone and done your homework, I'm giving you the answer now. But in this book, End Times and a Thousand Piece Study Guide, that what the third is pointing us to, what the angels are telling us, is that it's the 33s, the secret societies, the secret group. This is the New World Order. And so now we know. Newsflash, that this is the Antichrist. This is, they are everything antithetical to Christ, right? So the first blast is just the secret, there's a secret group working against you, against humanity. And then the second one talks about they're blasting out about our money and how they've hijacked commerce. And that's why there's so much struggling financially, and how they've you know, taken the currency, and how they, you know, have everything rigged. Number three was about how they have attacked our water. Watch the water. Watch out for the water that you drink. Watch out for are they going to make sure there's water in the hydrants? Is there, you know, watch the water. That's number three, which is a huge warning. If you guys don't know how to cleanse your water, surely you do. But please make sure that you are checking your water to make sure you are not drinking anything that's not good. And I'm telling you, I've even tested water that you pay big money for, and I catch it that it has toxins. So just, anyway, check out my website, freedomforce.live, and I have more information about that. And then number four, they're warning about our air. We see this. We see how they're chemtrailing us like a bunch of bugs. And I'm ready for this to be done. And I know RFK said he would get stopped this day one. Well, maybe that's day one of when he takes his position. So we'll see. I'm ready for that to be done. Right now we have a beautiful day, but I know there's still spraying in some areas. All right. Number five. This is the last one we did last week before we finished. And this is the one with the golden hair. I'll show you this one super quick. This is the one where it's like, so, oh, that's not, where are we going to go? Right here. Okay, so this is, again, chapter 12. And so when you go into the fifth trumpet, it's also called the first woe. Remember that? Okay, so on question 21, it talks about, you want to read that one for us, Miss Tammy, since you're my reader girl? Go ahead.
I do.
Thank you, darling. You're so sweet.
You want to make it a little bigger?
I can try. Yep. How about that?
Yeah, that's okay. Okay, so, and we've gone, see, so I was already at 27, so let me go back.
Okay.
So Revelation.
I was just going to review 9. A little bit. I was just want to review just a tiny bit.
Okay, sure. They were told not to kill them, but to torture them for 5 months with a pain like the pain of a scorpion sting. In those days, people will seek death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will flee from them. Is that what I was doing?
Yeah. Keep going. Uh-huh.
Okay. The locusts looked like horses prepared for battle. They had what looked like gold crowns on their heads, and their faces looked like human faces. They had their hair like women's hair and teeth like the teeth of a lion. They wore armor made of iron, and their wings roared like an army of chariots rushing into battle. They had trails that stung like scorpions, and for 5 months they had the power to torment people. Their king is the angel from the bottomless pit. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek, Apollyon, the destroyer.
All right. Thank you. So, we talked about this last week. You guys put in the chat who this is. This is the fake news. This is all the lies that we keep hearing. And the verse just before it was, they opened this bottomless pit and just all these, locusts pour out just like, hell itself being poured out on earth. And so they have tortured us. I'm telling you, every time I watch the fake news, it's torture. It's a mental torture chamber. But at least now we know, we see through it, because all of our lives we just believed what we were, and most of us believed what we were told for the most part. So it says here the locusts look like horses prepared for battle. And we know that they get their talking points and they're prepared for battle every day. And it's not just from one side. It's from the radio. It's from the TV. It's from every which direction that they send in the newsprint, everything. And they have these golden crowns. They're like, we're the ones in control and everybody must listen to us. And, we're the one who will explain all this to you, and we control the news and all that. And so, their faces look like human faces. But unfortunately, many of these people are filled with demons. I mean, that's just really, unfortunately, that's the bitter pill that we have to swallow down. This fifth trumpet, it's a big one to help us realize that these people we've trusted are lying to us and lead us down a very, very dark path. They have women's hair, but the teeth like the teeth of a lion. So don't let them fool you by that pretty face and that fancy hair and the beautiful set and all that. They're doing nothing but evil to humanity. They've lied and lied again and again. So they're, this is the scorpion sting. And it says in verse 11, their king, the one that leads them, is from the bottomless pit. His name is, in Hebrew, is Abaddon, and in Greek, Apollyon, the destroyer. They are taking the marching orders straight from hell itself. Because these ones at the top, literally, these are demon worshipers. Okay, now there's some people who are just useful idiots, and they just read a teleprompter, and that's all there is to it. But the point is, understand, no matter what they look like and whatever the fancy set looks like, they're a mouthpiece for the enemy. And again, some of these people are useful idiots; they don't even realize what they're doing. Now, this Tammy and I were just talking about that this week. They had in the White House press room now, and Clay was telling us that they now have 10,000 people who want to go up there that are not part of this whole evil cabal, fake news. And so really it's a new day. And no one's really listening to them anymore. President Trump said that the other day. I don't know if y'all caught that. It was so funny. I shared that on our social media. If you guys aren't familiar with the social media, go to freedomforce.live and you'll see the social media share a lot. Right, Miss Tammy? Yes, she helps to post it over on X. And I have Colleen helps to post it on Truth Social. And another Tammy posts it on Getter. And yeah, it's a lot. But it's I just don't know what else to do. It's just so much to share right now. We're living in a big day. Anyway, but yes, so Maybe go back to that page. But yeah, so this is who we're fighting against. This is the angels had to wake us up. So if you look at these trumpets right here, these are the angel trumpets. So you've got the 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 5, 6, and 7 are the three woes or the three terrors. So that first one is terrifying, to think that everything that we've been hearing is, you know, straight from from hell itself, okay? From people who literally worship demons and have demonic power to try to take down humanity and control humanity. But thank the Lord we have this great awakening. So this, now we're on that sixth trumpet. We're on the sixth trumpet, and this is a terror, but not to, you know, not to us, but to them. Okay? The first ones that he's been warning us about what they've been doing to us. Their trumpets have been warning us. But the sixth trumpet is very different. And that's why we're doing that today, kind of a little separate. All right. So this is the second woe. The second woe. Okay. 29. Mm-hmm. The sixth angel trumpet is also called the second woe. All right. So let me see if I can find the verse to start on this one.
Revelation 9:12.
Okay, here we go. Here it is. Thank you. Yes. Okay. Yeah, read that one for us, please.
Okay. The first terror is past, but look, two more terrors are coming. Then the sixth angel blew his trumpet, and I heard a voice speaking from the four horns of the gold altar that stands in the presence of God.
Yes, thank you. Yes. So yeah, that first terror, we find out about the fake news and how they've been lying to you about everything, and the school books and the politicians, everybody lying. Okay. That's terrifying, very terrifying. But then this sixth angel, he is going to do something very, very different. Very, very different. And so he's the second woe. Okay, so that's what your answer is. So we're going to break this down in detail. So he's going to the four corners, four horns of the golden altar. Okay, so I'm going to show you a picture of it. I have to scroll down here a little bit to see. Let me move this up. All right, so this is what the golden altar looks like. Back in the day, that's as big as I can get it. Back in the day, the Lord told Moses to build this golden altar. It was sitting out beside the tabernacle. If you remember, all of God's people were encamped around the tabernacle, and outside the tabernacle was this golden altar. And if you notice on here, there are four horns at the altar. These horns are on the sides, and so we'll talk about what you do with that. Okay. So question, let's see, what was the significance? Question 31. What's the significance of the four horns of the golden altar?
I guess I will answer that.
Yes, since you are here. Yes, thank you. Yes.
It is a place of safety, of mercy. That's where you would go if you felt you were in danger, and place your hands on the horn and feel safe.
Yes, yes. And so it's really a picture of our Lord Jesus. You know, that he is our safe place. He's the one who's the place of mercy. Now, the people could not get into the tabernacle. And inside the tabernacle, there was the Ark of the Covenant there with the mercy seat. But only the priest could go in there one time a year. So the people didn't get to go in there, but they could go to this altar. And it was readily accessible. So if they felt there was a problem, let's just say there was an accident, a terrible accident that happened, and a person ended up dying, and you didn't do it on purpose. It was just, you know, they have an example that, let's say an axe head, you're hitting with the axe, but the axe head comes off and it hits someone in the head and they end up dying. And you're like, they're going to kill me because they think I've killed this person. And you could go run to if you were innocent, you could go run to the altar and put your hand on that horn and say, I need you to know that I didn't do it on purpose, you know, and they would get to the bottom of it, and they would, you know, then you would, everything would be okay. So this is the place of safety, like Tammy was saying. This is the place of mercy. This is the altar, the golden altar, where you would go and get mercy. Does that make sense, everybody? That's what this is for. And so they had this. I find it very interesting that it's talking about that here. Where's my mouse? Okay. When we look here, it says the sixth angel blew his trumpet, and I heard a voice speaking from the four horns of the gold altar that stands in the presence of God. So this is where this voice is speaking from, is from this beautiful place of mercy, this place where you can go and find safety. So after all that we've been hearing about this trumpet and that trumpet, and they're doing this to you and they're doing that to you, we go to our Lord Jesus, and he is the place of safety. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. He is the one. He's like, don't worry, I'm going to save you. I'm not just telling you bad news just to scare you. All right, so now I'll make this a little bit. Now I can make it bigger. I don't know why I wasn't going bigger before. All right, so read verse 14, question 32.
Okay. And the voice said to the sixth angel who held the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound to the great Euphrates River.
Amen. So what does that voice tell the sixth angel to do?
Release them who are bound to the angels that are bound at the Euphrates River.
Yes, yes. So what, you know, these angels have been bound. Well, we already know that the angels have been awakening humanity, but now he's saying these four angels, and I believe it's talking about those ones that are holding back so much of the truth. Yeah. To go ahead and release all them. Corners. Right, and release them. Is that is that what we have in the... Go ahead and read it.
Well, no. The question or the revelation?
No, you got it. Release the four angels who are bound. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
All right, so that's what he told them to do. Okay, now do 33.
Okay.
Please.
I thought you were telling me to.
You, yes, you.
Okay. These angels have been prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year to slay the... third part of that, of men. This is a very specific date with a very specific purpose.
Yes.
Revelation.
Go ahead, keep going.
Then the four angels who had been prepared for this hour and day and month and year were turned loose to kill one third of all the people on earth. And I heard the size of their army, which was 200 million mounted troops.
All right. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. So now we're turning the tide here. And I think this is really great timing for what we are experiencing right in humanity at this moment, because we've had a lot of the Great Awakening and the revealing of all this truth and all that. But now it's saying to slay the third part of men. Now, right, this is going to scare people thinking, why are these angels killing all of humanity? So whatever, if we have 9 billion people, so are you telling me 3 billion people are going to get killed? Is that what the angels are saying? Is this what the verse is saying? No, that's not what it's saying. That's not what it's saying. But there is a specific hour and day and month and year. And I just saw Miss Jacobs saying this, and I really appreciate it. You're so right, Miss Jacobs. You know, sometimes you think this is taking forever. She says, but it's God's perfect plan. And he has this plan, and he's working the plan to precision detail. You know, all throughout history, we've been trying to get free of these people, and we've not been able to do it. But this is the day when the Lord is setting us free, no doubt about it. So I did share it the other day. It was very interesting that, you know, we're coming right up on Purim, right? The Feast of Purim, where the enemy was destroyed. And then we're coming up on the day of celebrating the Passover, where we crossed the Red Sea. So, yeah. Buckle up. Hold on tight. So he has a specific hour and day and month and year to do this, to release and to destroy the 33s. When it says the one-third part, it's not talking about a third of humanity, not 3 billion people, but it's talking about what, Tammy?
The 33 degrees, the secret societies, the demons that fell from heaven.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy.
The demon worshippers. Exactly.
Demon worshippers. Ones who.
Yeah. Yep. And they're going to be destroyed. They're going to be removed from this earth. Praise the Lord. So, because this is too much. Everybody agrees. This has been way too much evil. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, we just didn't realize how evil these people were. You look at, like with what's awakening the people of California, they see that they intentionally kept the water from them. They see that now, you know, and that's pure evil. Pure evil. you know, this, I'm not going to go off into all the things you guys have been awakened to, but it's been, we've found out it's nothing explains it except that these people are filled with demons. So, but this is the wonderful news, and this is a big trumpet blast to understand that the angels are going to be released to destroy these 33s, these demons. And the Bible is very clear that the beast and the false prophet will be cast into the abyss. This is in chapter 19. We're not there yet, but we'll get to that. But they'll be cast into the abyss, and they never, ever, ever come out again to do all this evil to humanity. All right. Interesting. Verse 16 says, I heard the size of their army, 200 million mounted troops. So that's a lot, but it's in the looking at humanity, it's a small percentage. Okay. And I do believe that this potentially is the same God's army that I just played on my Joel 2 video. This is that same army. And that army was releasing, you know, all of us, we're working alongside of angels. All right. So the purpose is to get rid of the criminal cabal. Nothing can stop what is coming. Praise the Lord. Verse, question 34.
Okay. Oh, well, I thought I just answered that. But
you probably did.
Who's being destroyed by the sixth angel trumpet blast? 33, hint, see Revelation 2021 further down. But the ones being destroyed are those, the secret societies, the ones that worship the devil, worship the demons.
Yeah. Who are doing such evil. Yeah, someone just sent me a video about you know, the trying to change our DNA, you know, Dr. Fauci and all of this, and you know, the intent there, this is clearly to try to destroy humanity, to destroy, you know, to turn us into, you know, a mutant. And one of the things one of the first things that Q did was showed us about some of these videos and movies that I had never really watched before. Learned about 1984, but they also told us about the Isle of Dr. Moreau. Y'all might want to write that down. Maybe Miss Songberg, can you write that down in the chat? It's funny. It's a funny spelling. Let me go ahead and type it in here. Isle, ISLE of Dr. MOREAU. There's that one. Check out. I think I have it on my website, freedomforce.live. The Brave New World. So again, these people have been doing such evil, and that's who we're going to be removing. Trust me. All right. You don't have to trust me. You just trust what God says right here in Revelation 9, 20 and 21. All right. Question 35. Go ahead.
Well, the angels are awakening God's army to fight this battle. What is the number of the army in Revelation 9:16? Thoughts. So it's the 200 million mounted troops,
right,
which we kind of talked to. That's probably closer than the 144,000
right.
Perfect number that we
yes
know that, and it sounds huge, but it in the scheme of the whole earth, it's a small part.
Yes, exactly. I think that's what it's talking about. You guys tell me in the chat what you think. But it's 200 million mounted troops. And that is like you were saying, it's a small percentage of humanity, but the Revelation 14 talks about the 144,000, but of course that's a symbolic number. Clearly it's 12 times 12,000. It's a very symbolic number, but this I think is more likely to be accurate of the people who are in this battle, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And that's what our job is every one of us pull, push, fight. And that, you know, yeah, it's an amazing day for all of us to be fighting alongside each other and alongside angels too. All right, now let's do question 36. This is the vision that John had of God's army released to destroy the wicked. So again, don't think of it as, you know, maybe in the past you've read this thinking this is someone coming to get us to kill us. No, I believe this is us. I believe this is God's army. All right, read that for us.
Sure. And in my vision, I saw the horses and the riders sitting on them. The riders wore armor that was fiery red and dark blue and yellow. The horses had heads like lions, and fire and smoke, burning sulfur, billowed from their mouths. One third of all the people on earth were killed by these three plagues, by the fire and smoke, burning sulfur that came from the mouths of the horses. Their power was in their mouths and in their tails. For their tails had heads like snakes with the power to injure people.
Okay, sorry, I had to move around. Okay, all right,
okay.
yes. So this sounds very fierce. Well, we are fierce, and it's going to take us being tough and fierce and saying no more of this. You know, we have to be tough. We have to be strong. And like what President Trump is doing right now is, you know, they're like, how could he? How could he send these people back and all these things? You know, we have to be tough, and he's showing toughness, right? We cannot play, because if we do, it's curtains for humanity. They, if they, if they, if we give them an inch, and I think that's really why on the board it said this cannot go slow. That's why I think President Trump is going so fast. He is making sure that this is these people are destroyed. Let me see. Someone's saying the sound is a little bit of an echo. Sorry about that. I don't know. I've been the only way that we could probably avoid the echo is if we wore those headphones. Y'all know that's not a good look for my hairdo. Anyway, well, we haven't gone across that bridge yet. All right, so look at this again. It says the riders wore armor that was fiery red, dark blue, and yellow. I don't know what the significance is of those colors necessarily. The horses had heads like lions, and fire and smoke and burning sulfur billowed from their mouths. Let's just do that one right there first. All right, so the first one it says, so what? Question number 37. What is the significance of God's army's power being in their mouth?
Our mouths speak. It's
Yes, and we're speaking the
the
truth.
truth.
Yep.
Yes.
When we get to Revelation 14, it's going to say that these people tell the truth. They're truth tellers. And we are telling the truth, and we maybe have ticked some people off. I'm sure we've ticked off the cabal, but we just, that's our power. And you might be like, well, I don't really talk to that many people, but you do, you share all my information, right? You share. Thank you. I'm glad you're not hearing an echo. All right, so you are sharing this truth out, and your power is in your ability to share the truth. That's why it's so important that we were able to get this freedom of speech, getting the ability to be on Telegram and on Getter and on Truth Social and now on X. If you aren't part of my X, please join all of them. Please join, because the X we didn't have for a while. I was banned from that, but now we're back. So again, go over to freedomforce.live and go to the links and join with us right here on all the social media. It's hugely, hugely important that we would be able to share this truth out, and that's the power of the truth. The truth is what sets us free. That's why it's so important for us to share the truth. So thank you all. We were just looking the other day at how many I don't remember the numbers, but because of everyone on our channel sharing, we're reaching so many. What was the number, Tammy? Do you remember? It was gigantic.
Over a million a day on
It was,
OMSU.
yeah, it was huge. It was huge. It was because
Was
we're all
huge,
working
yes.
together. So it's just such a blessing for us to be together and fighting alongside each other. What a blessing. I love you guys, Freedom Force Battalion. This is just so cool. We'll always know for all eternity that this was, we were fighting alongside each other in this battle. All right. So now what in question 38, what's the significance of God's army's power being in their tails?
Strike them when they least expect it. So they come at us with something and we're ready. We come right back at them now with something bigger. We turn
Yeah, the Streisand
it
effect. The Streisand effect, and it doesn't work. It not only does it not work, it actually boomerangs back on them.
around.
Yeah, I think that's really what it's talking about, that boomerang. And because if you think of a scorpion, that tail just it comes in and gets them when they least expect it. So that's they just never learn, which is really, really great. Yeah, you know, and someone allable the primary colors. That's true. I think maybe think about this. It talks about the red, the blue, and the yellow. Maybe the red, this fiery indignation, right? We're that maybe that red represents the fiery indignation. The yellow is like that sulfur. It's not going to talk about here about this burning sulfur. So brimstone and sulfur. And then you've got the blue. Maybe that's like the smoke represents the smoke, and we're going to talk about that. So maybe these colors might represent, you know, this army and that the power of the Holy Spirit and our indignation against this evil. Maybe. So that's just another thing to think about. Okay, question 39. What does God's army's fire represent?
Fury judgment from God's altar.
Yes, yes. As we were talking about before, this altar, right? That we are finding mercy, but it's also a place of judgment. If you remember, they would burn the sacrifice, and the sacrifice was being judged. In the same fire that judges the evil is actually what is where we get forgiveness, where we get that mercy. So this fire is, yeah, like you said, it's that we have this indignation that we're not putting up with this. This is sin against the Lord. This is evil against humanity. And we're not going to be like, oh, well, just let them do it. We feel the same way the Lord does. This has to be removed from the face of the earth. And we're not stopping, are we? We're not stopping until this is done. We're not stopping. This is the same as the Lord. All right, question 40. What does the smoke represent?
Holy Spirit empowers us.
Yes. I think that's what I thought. I mean, I'm, you know, ready to hear what anyone else's thoughts are about the smoke. But we're going to read another verse here. Let's see. There's another verse I wanted to read about the smoke. Whenever you see smoke, I don't know if I have a verse about it here, but whenever you see the smoke, it is a picture, like when the Levites would go into the temple and they would have the little censers with the smoke that was representing our prayers and the Holy Spirit ascending. Remember what we talked about last week, the Holy Spirit groans for us in words that cannot be uttered. He helps us in our weakness and helps us in our prayers. And so that's, I think, what that smoke is. We can't do this on our own. We can't even think about fighting this battle. We can't even figure out what to fight for, what to do, except the Holy Spirit guides us, right? And all of us, which is so amazing that we are all here together because the Lord has guided each one of us and to this common purpose. That's how you know this is the Lord. You know, we couldn't agree on, you know, what to eat for lunch before, but now we're like, we're in agreement with it. We have to remove this evil and there's no stopping it, right? So I think this is the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing that. Number 41, what does brimstone or burning sulfur represent?
Condemnation of the New World Order crimes are red hot.
Yes, yes, yes. I know you guys feel the same way. It's just burning in your heart that this has got to be done, right? And there's just a burning in a fire in our belly, as it talks about. I think it was Jeremiah, you know, and there was remember that passage that said, Jeremiah said, I'm not going to speak in the name of the Lord anymore, not anymore, because he kept catching all this grief from these people. And he says, as soon as I would say that, then the fire would burn in my belly and I had to speak in the name of the Lord. So this is exactly how we feel. We cannot stop speaking the truth. It doesn't matter if family members don't like it. It doesn't matter if, you know, friends don't like it or jobs don't like it or whatever. We have to speak this truth. We have to speak the truth about the jab and, you know, all that to try to protect other people, because the Lord has put this in our heart. All right, question 42. Do the evildoers repent?
And do you want me to read the verse?
Yes,
first?
Yes.
Okay. But the people who did not die in these plagues still refused to repent of their evil deeds and return to God. They continued to worship demons and idols made of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood, idols that can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders or their witchcraft or their sexual immorality or their thefts. So the answer would be no.
No.
They held captive.
It's shocking. It's shocking. It is. It's just really, it baffles the mind that they are so hard-hearted and still going to try to kill humanity. Go ahead, Tammy.
I was just going to say, and they continue to say lies that have been debunked, I guess what you would say. The news people thinking that, you know, people are listening and looking at them like, I don't believe you just said that.
Don't you realize that we've caught you in that lie 10 times before? Exactly. Exactly.
Double
Right, and that they still continue to do these things. Like what happened in California was just shocking. Shocking. How they, you know, were caught that they had turned off the water. And they just, oh, well, you know, and these people will be able to go into their back into their homes. And now literally 2 days later, oh, we're going to have a special group that comes in to rebuild everything in a whole, like, you know, a whole new way. And the people don't have any rights over their property. It's shocking. It's shocking. But they refuse. They just refuse to repent. And they just, they worship all this secret society. Is like, we're the ones in control. The other one, everyone else is just a little, you know, the peon, and you don't have to even give pay any heed to anything that they say. It doesn't really matter. They have no rights. We're the ones, and they are the betas. And that's really what that movie, The Brave New World, is about. There are people who are alphas. They're the ones in the New World Order. And then there's the betas, it's, you know, everybody else. And that's literally how they feel about us. Until, you know, except for President Trump and MAGA. And President Trump is in control now, whether they like it or not. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, and I'll read this. We're fighting pure evil demonic forces. That's what we're fighting. We know this from Ephesians chapter 6. Our war is not against flesh and blood. Our battle. Thank you. Our battle, Ephesians 6. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against demonic forces in the heavenly places. That's what we're fighting. And Q told us about that on the board long, long ago. They literally blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Now listen up real carefully to this, because this is very important. A lot of people do not understand what it means about the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. They think it's just to use a curse word with it. That's not it. That is not it. It's much, much, much more involved than that. The blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, okay? It means to cast out the Holy Spirit and to take in demonic spirits. This is what it is to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. I want to give me the thumbs up in the chat if you guys really understand that. I want to know that you guys understand the difference between that and what we were told was the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. The blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is literally where they've cast out the Holy Spirit and they've invited the demonic spirits inside of them. This explains why they refuse to repent. You got it? Okay, good job, Real Food. I'm seeing you got it. This is why they refuse to repent, because they literally can't. How are you able to repent? How are you able to turn to God and to repent of something and turn over, turn your life over to the Lord? It's because of the Holy Spirit that is inside of you. He dwells within you. How are you able to do the right thing even though it's difficult? Because the Holy Spirit dwells within you. The Holy Spirit does not dwell within them. They cast out the Holy Spirit by the evils that they've done with their awful satanic rituals. Again, this is a big old trumpet blast, but this is one we've got to hear. When they've chosen to do these evils to children, all these things that they've done, underground evil, this is when the rituals have where they've cast out the Holy Spirit and they've taken in demonic spirits. Okay? I think everybody knows that. Yep. They cannot come back from the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. That's the one unpardonable sin. It's the one unpardonable sin. Okay? And so it's called the unpardonable sin. It's also called the sin unto death in 1 John chapter 4. It's called the sin unto death. This sin is unforgivable because the person is literally under the control of demons. Mm-hmm. And they refuse to repent. This is why they lie just like, you know, just pours out of their mouth, because the demons are in them, and they're trying so hard to keep from being cast into the abyss. Right? And they've doubled and tripled down. All right. I hope that's helpful. They cast away God and they took in demons. Yes. Thank you, Songbird. Okay. Yes. And Ms. Jacobs, casting out God's spirit. Yes. Yes. Thank you so much. All right. So that is what it means to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Do you have anything to add to that, Ms. Tammy?
Nope. You got that. The unpardonable sin. That's the one thing that gets confused It's a lot by a lot of people.
A lot.
And
Right.
a lot.
Right. And it anytime that when something is in the psyche, because and so many people have a misunderstanding, what that tells us is that they've intentionally tricked us on that. They why did they trick us on that? Because they did not want us to even begin to think that there were those who were filled with demons. We didn't, and we just didn't realize. We thought, oh, the people who go to the satanic, temple, whatever it is, temple or whatever you call it. No, this is unfortunately much more mainstream than this. This is the people who you've trusted. Some of these people who are your trusted doctors. Some of these people who are your trusted news anchors. Some of these trusted, politicians. And there's not a stripe down their back to tell. But when they start spewing lies, absolute lies, when they've been caught in lies, that's a tell. And when they're trying to get people to do something that is very, very harmful. All right. So, verse question 44. I think I have the wrong answer in the
Unpardonable
book.
sin. Unpardonable
Yeah,
sin.
I fixed that in the new book. Sorry about that. Okay. Yeah. So the two names in Scripture for blasphemy of the Holy Spirit are.
The unpardonable sin and the sin unto death.
Yes. So it's got three different names: the unpardonable sin, or the unforgivable sin, the sin unto death. And the funny thing was, John said not to even pray for some of these people. And the reason was because then you would start to think that they've repented and they haven't. They're just fooling you. So scary. So scary. And then the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. A lot of people don't understand this one. And so this is why it's important to really search the scripture and ask the Lord to really guide us, and not to just believe what what we've been told, but to really ask the Lord to guide us into all truth. Amen. Question 45. Question 45. Are all sins the same in God's eyes?
No.
They aren't.
Major deception. This is the one unpardonable sin. Other sins are, you can ask for repentance, you can
Yes.
receive forgiveness.
Amen.
On this one, it is the sin unto death,
Amen.
blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And
Yes.
it's not just saying the Lord's name in
It's
vain.
not, yeah, it's not, yeah, 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 exactly. Very good. Thank you. Yeah, and that's a big thing. Another thing that I think many of us were told that, even suicide is forgivable. The thing we were told all of our lives is that all sins, at least I was, all sins are the same. And they're not. There's something about being sinning with a high hand. There's sometimes we sin that we just accidentally, do something. Yeah, and we're like, oh, okay. But there are sometimes when people are sinning with a high hand. In other words, doing this on purpose, flouting the God completely and disrespecting him and saying, I don't care what God says, I'm gonna do whatever I want. It doesn't matter. And literally, and this is the issue that Tammy's bringing up, is that the sin unto death, the unpardonable sin, is clearly off at a totally different situation, totally different level, where someone has literally taken in demons. That is the sin unto death. All right. So there you go. We've been misled about a lot. All right. So now 46, the Lord promises in 2 Thessalonians 2:8-12, what would happen to those who worship Satan? Write your thoughts on their just punishment. So read to us, Miss Tammy, 2 Thessalonians 2:8-12.
Then the man of lawlessness will be revealed, but the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and destroy him by the splendor of his coming. This man will come to do the work of Satan with counterfeit power and signs and miracles. He will use every kind of evil deception to fool those on their way to destruction because they refuse to love and accept the truth that would save them. So God will cause them to be greatly deceived, and they will believe these lies. Then they will be condemned for enjoying evil rather than believing the truth.
Amen. Thank you so much. Yes, before we go into that passage, yes, so some people are asking about suicide, and it says in the word, there's one unpardonable sin. One You know, it's just every other sin. The Lord Jesus said every other sin will be forgiven of men, but the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is the one unpardonable sin. Okay, that's what our Lord Jesus said.
I think there, I through the years I've had people confused with, you know, Judas hanging himself,
right?
And then also the insurance companies won't pay your premiums if you've committed suicide. So there's a lot of things that they've really tried to, I don't deceive us with a lot of the other sins.
Yes.
Even our loved one who may have that is not the one unpardonable sin.
Yes. Okay, so yeah, I want to see if I can find that passage. Okay, here we go. Matthew 12:31. Let's see. I know it's very small. Did I just say 21? What did I just say?
Matthew 12:31.
What did I just say? Okay, let's see.
31.
There you go. Okay, so here it is. So I tell you, every sin and blasphemy can be forgiven, except blasphemy. I'm going to get a little bit bigger. Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. I've lost it. Okay. Let me read that again. So I tell you, every sin and blasphemy can be forgiven, except blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, which will never be forgiven. Anyone who speaks against the Son of Man can be forgiven, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven, either in this world or in the world to come. What is this talking about? It's when someone casts out the Holy Spirit and takes in demonic spirits. This is what our Lord Jesus was trying to tell us. You know, we all make lots and lots of mistakes. Thankfully, the Lord is his blood covers all these sins. This is different though, because someone has chosen to walk with demons, chosen to be part of the dark side. Okay, so I hope that's helpful. Yes. Okay. Is it also in Luke 11:19? Okay. Let me go ahead and look at that, because Mr. H3 Tech is wanting to look at that. So let's just do it that while we're here, because that's the whole reason we're doing our live chat, so we can answer questions or talk about some of these things that are different questions. Okay, so if I'm empowered by Satan, what about your own exorcists? They cast out demons too, so they will condemn you for what you have said. Interesting. Okay. So this is where our Lord Jesus, this is verse 19. The context of that is where it's talking about any kingdom divided against itself, it cannot stand. Okay, so these people are filled with demons. I'll read this whole passage. Any kingdom divided by civil war is doomed. A family splintered by feuding will fall apart. You say, I'm empowered by Satan. This is what they were telling our Lord Jesus, that he had a demon. Okay, he says, but if Satan is divided and fighting against himself, how can his kingdom survive? Because clearly, Jesus was fighting against Satan's kingdom. If I'm empowered by Satan, what about your own exorcists? They cast out demons too, so they will condemn you for what you have said. But if I'm casting out demons by the power of God, then the kingdom of God has arrived among you. I love this. Verse 21, for when a strong man is fully armed and guards his palace, his possessions are safe until someone even stronger attacks and overpowers him, strips him of his weapons, and carries off his belongings. This is our Lord Jesus. He's the one who can defeat the satanic forces. He is the one, and he's using us in his battle, but he's the one at the head of the column, as I was reading in Joel chapter 2. He's the one who's able to destroy the works of darkness. He was the one who was able to go to the cross to pay for sin. And he's the one who's able right now to cast them out. Praise the Lord. Yes, he's the one who has the power to truly cast out demons. Praise the Lord. Yes. Thank you for bringing up that passage. All right, so now this passage that Tammy just read about the man of lawlessness. The man of lawlessness. Okay, before we do that one, Ms. Jacobs has a question or a comment. The pastors were deceived by infiltrated seminaries. Some know and misled on purpose, and many are just deceived. Yes, I agree with you, Ms. Jacobs, but what we're going to find out is that it's so important for us to be careful who we follow, because we want to have someone that we're following that is actually listening to the Lord, right? We want someone who's listening to the Lord. And this is what's been so amazing in this movement, is you have people who are Hindu. You have people who are Muslim. You have people like Tulsi Gabbard is, I think she's Hindu. You know, you people who are doing the right thing, and you can trust what they say, and it's not what we would have thought, just not what we would have thought. So it's really important that we are careful who we follow. There are a lot who've been deceived, and we need to have people who are listening to the Lord and following Him. All right, so now back to 2 Thessalonians 2:8-12. This man of lawlessness has been revealed. You read this to a lot of people who aren't awake. They're like, oh, well, someday the man of lawlessness will be revealed. But we know who it is. It's, as we keep talking about, it's this new world order cabal, this criminal satanic cabal. And the Lord has finally revealed. This is what the seven trumpets is all about, is that they've blasted in our ears. Now we know who they are and what they've been doing to humanity. But the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and destroy him by the splendor of his coming. In other words, we were talking about before, the breath of his mouth, this truth coming out of his mouth and this judgment coming out of his mouth. It's amazing. This man of lawlessness will come to do the work of Satan with counterfeit power and signs and miracles. What I think this, a lot of these power, the signs and miracles, is how they've taken over the news, first of all. That's the biggest thing, because they control the narrative, have until now controlled the narrative. And also a lot of these things that they're able to do, as the angels were warning us about the water and the air, this is clearly how they've used their power to damage humanity and to deceive humanity. All right, this is what they've done. All this counterfeit news, counterfeit medicine, counterfeit all this. He will use every kind of evil deception to fool those on their way to destruction. This is talking about having people join in with the new world order. Some of these people are fools, as it says, a fool on their way to destruction, because they joined in. They joined in, and they still are joined in. Maybe they're afraid to get out because they're afraid that, you know, something bad will happen to them. You don't join the mafia because it's getting out is impossible unless in a body bag. Because many of these people who are doing this, who are at the top, they refuse to love and accept the truth that would save them. Again, because the demons dwell within them. They love lies. They love power. They love deceiving. They think it's funny. They're finding out right now it's not funny. A lot of these people are being kicked out of the FBI and losing their power. It's tough. I don't feel bad for them at all. Do you guys? So God will cause them to be greatly deceived, and they will believe these lies. They are right now. I really feel like right now it's just being so obvious. So many people can see through it now. And they're like the emperor with no clothes. They really don't even realize that we see right through them. Then they'll be condemned for enjoying evil rather than believing the truth. That's so hard for us to even imagine that people would enjoy evil. But that's the truth. That's why it's been so hard, because we're such sheep. We would just never even think of this. That's why we've been so easily deceived, because we would never do such a thing. And we just can't even imagine anyone else doing that. Praise the Lord for ridding the world of all those who are filled with demons. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, we're not quite done. No, okay, not quite. Go ahead. So we're going to do... Okay, remember how I was showing you, this is seven trumpets. Well, this was the sixth trumpet. Now, at the very beginning of this chapter, I showed you guys, I did the end before, I did the end at the beginning, and I said the seventh trumpet is much farther away. It's way over in chapter 11, okay? So this is the end of chapter 9, where we finish the sixth trumpet, and then there's a little side note that goes on in chapter 10. We're going to talk about this next week, but basically this is the red pill moment for John. And so many of us have had this red pill, and where we just realize after we hear all these trumpet blasts, we're like, oh dear, this is, you know, makes us sick, sick in our stomach. And when he eats a little scroll, he gets sick in his stomach. All right. But then We still haven't gotten to the seventh trumpet. Well, where is that seventh trumpet? He's got to be here somewhere. Well, you look into Revelation chapter 11, and it talks about the two witnesses. And we're going to get to that one, where it talks about the two witnesses is you've got the church and the state, which should have been used for righteousness, and they have been used for evil. They've been hijacked. So then, if you scroll down a little bit farther, 11:11, Melly's favorite verse, my favorite verse, after 3.5 days, God breathed life into them and they stood up, and terror struck all who were staring at them. This is the great awakening, that we are all together awake now. This is the day. We've lived to see the day, and you are so fortunate and blessed to be part of this great army that the Lord awakened you. It's absolutely amazing. So this is the end of basically those six trumpets that you see, and then there's in abject fear. And it says the loud voice came, called from heaven to the two prophets, come up here, and they rose to heaven in a cloud as their enemies watched. In other words, rising not to escape earth, but rising into positions of authority and power. Power in the news, power in the government, just like President Trump being put into this position. He's in power now. So it says in verse 14, maybe go back up. At the same time, there was a terrible earthquake that destroyed a tenth of the city. 7,000 people died in that earthquake, and everyone else was terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. So what is this talking about? Is it going to be a gigantic earthquake? I think that's symbolism. And the symbolism is about this just... Their whole cabal is destroyed. That's the picture there. Their entire cabal, it just completely crumbles. And so everyone else, maybe these ones who are the useful idiots, will give praise to the Lord. They're like, okay, we were wrong. We repent. The ones who haven't taken in demons will then be able to repent. The ones who have just been useful idiots, they didn't realize that they were... I think this is even happening right now with these people who were so pro-jab, and now they realize the truth about it. And like I was sharing this week about that guy, I can't remember his name. It's a real big blowhard, whatever. Anyway, so he was saying, Fauci lied about this jab, and he had promoted it and cursed anyone who wouldn't take the jab, and now he's admitting he was wrong. So he's giving... And that's one of the ways he's giving glory to God. He says, okay, I was wrong. And these people were actually doing something evil against us. So then that's the end of the sixth trumpet. It says in verse 14, the second terror is past, but look, the third terror is coming. So that's the second woe or the second terror. Now the third terror is coming. And this is the most terrifying, again, for them, not for us. And that is the beautiful passage that says, when the seventh angel blew his trumpet, there were loud voices shouting in heaven, the world has now become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. This is the hallelujah chorus. Everyone break into song. This is the one we've been singing forever and waiting for the day when his kingdom would come and his will would be done on earth as it is in heaven, and that he would reign on this earth. And that is the seventh trumpet. There it is. Who knew? Right over there in Revelation chapter 12. And this is one of my favorite passages here. We give thanks to you, Lord God, the Almighty, who was, who is, and who always was. For now you've assumed your great power and have begun to reign. The nations were filled with wrath, but now the time of your wrath has come. It's time to judge the dead and reward your servants, the prophets, as well as your holy people and all who fear your name, from the least to the greatest. It's time to destroy all who have caused destruction on the earth. Anyway, we're going to go into that one when we get to Revelation 11. But I wanted you to see all the trumpets together. Now you've got all seven trumpets. And the last trumpet is our Lord ruling this earth. Are you ready? Who's ready for that? I'm ready. So it's really, really exciting. This is the seventh trumpet. Yes, and that's that third terror. That is the most terrifying thing for them to think that that Jesus would rule this world. Amen. I'm excited about it. Clearly. Ready. All right. So I am definitely. So anyway, so you guys can pop any other questions you have in the chat, And I thought it was going to go quicker than this, but we went a little quicker than usual. Anyway, so but if you have any questions or thoughts, put them in the chat, and I'll be on the chat for a little bit longer to see if I can answer any questions. And if you have any other things that you want to talk about before we do our next lesson, you know, prepare on your lesson, and then you can actually come on before early and put in some questions that you have or thoughts you have at the beginning, and that'll help me because sometimes I can't watch the chat that well, but that would be really, really good if you have any questions or thoughts, and just pop them in the chat before we get started. All right, don't forget, if someone you know, you think they'd be ready to get to find out the wonderful truth about end times, you can send them these books. They're just $2.99. You know, that's as cheap as I could make them, but you can email them to people, and you can just send them the file and just say, give it a look. If you haven't read the one, Major Clues from Minor Prophets, you're missing out. All the Minor Prophets were telling us about this wonderful day that we're experiencing. I just love that, that the Lord helped us to decode that. And then all these Bible stories that we've heard all of our lives, they're being fulfilled before our eyes. One of the ones, Esther, is in this book, how the Lord had, you know, is basically Esther is a roadmap of us finally destroying these evildoers. But all these Bible stories, we're crossing the Red Sea, we're bringing down the walls of Jericho, we're bringing down the temple with Samson. So amazing. President Trump was our Samson. And yeah, we also in Spanish and in German. And here are the study guides. All right. So those are over. I'll go ahead and pop this into the chat real quick, and Miss Songbird will pop it into the comment section. All right. Is there anything else? I guess we're gonna pray, and then we're gonna go. Can you think of anything else, Miss Tammy, that I forgot?
I think you did it.
I think we did it. I think we did it. I love it. Okay, so next week we're gonna be talking about getting red pilled. Imagine that. John got red pilled, and we're gonna be talking about the two witnesses. That's coming up in the next couple of weeks. All right. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you that you are going to assume your role and come to reign on this earth. We're so excited. I just feel like we need to pinch ourselves. Thank you, Lord. And it's clearly going to happen, because just like what we've seen, you've awakened us. We were asleep, but you sent your spirit to awaken us. You sent the angels to blast those trumpets in our ears and to tell us what was going on, just like you said in your word. Boy, Revelation was a closed book to us now it is so clear. This is exactly what we've experienced. We thank you and we praise you that you have chosen us to be part of your army. And whether it's whatever number, 144,000 or 200 million, whatever it is, we are so glad to be part of that. And we feel that fiery red, blue, and yellow just to fire out the truth every day. Lord, just use us. Bless us. Help us to fulfill the roles that you've given to each one of us. Each one, as it says in Joel 2, fulfilling our assignment without missing a step, without jostling each other. What an honor it is to be led by your Spirit, and for you to guide us into all truth and to set the whole world free. We trust your plan. We trust your timing. And we love you, and we're so thankful for you being the King of the world. Praise the Lord. Thank you that you are our good King, and that you will dwell with us, and that you will rejoice over us with joyful songs. We rejoice over you, Lord, too, because of the great love that we have for you, too. We love you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you guys, I love you. I hope you had fun. I guess it's time to go. And I will talk to you, and Tammy will talk to you next Saturday, 10:30 a.m. But I'll see you tomorrow morning on our regular show, Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Central Time. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Later.